USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Everyone knows mail-in ballots are a disaster. You just have to take a look at the last recent... Take a look at New York City. Look at New York. They're still counting your ballots, Pat.
President Trump speaking at the White House, sharing his thoughts on mail-in ballots. The president continues...
They had a race, a small race by comparison. By comparison, tiny. It's so messed up, they have no idea there are ballots missing. Thousands and thousands of ballots are missing. They think they're going to send hundreds of millions of ballots all over the United States and it's going to come out.
President Trump referring to a congressional race in New York City there. Democrats have rejected four different offers to extend enhanced federal unemployment benefits amid the coronavirus pandemic, but Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi is saying it's Republicans who don't understand the gravity of the situation. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature is fruits and vegetables in a capsule. Changing the world, one life at a time.
I have a very busy podiatric practice, and usually I would find at lunchtime I kind of got a slump in terms of energy. But since I've been taking the Balance of Nature, I don't get that slump anymore. I've got a lot of good energy throughout the whole day. With the Balance of Nature, I don't get cold. I don't get sick. And most importantly, I tell my patients, what you need to do is get your immune system up. And by terms of taking your fruits and vegetables, eating correctly, that's the best way to get the immune system up. So all in all, you guys just keep doing what you're doing. It's a wonderful product, and I really feel that people would benefit from taking this product. Very happy with it.
Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code USA.
Education Secretary Betsy DeVos is continuing to say kids should return to the classroom. She says students need to be with their teachers and fellow students. Florida is continuing to work on a plan to get their schools reopened safely. Republican Governor of Florida Ron DeSantis saying,
"What's clear to me is that I think parents want to have the ability to control their kids' destiny and have a meaningful choice. And so for me, if parents believe that the distance learning is the way to go, if they're not comfortable in a face-to-face environment for their kid, then I think they have that right."
The search is continuing for eight missing Marines off the coast of Southern California after a deadly training accident. One Marine was killed and eight went missing when officials say an amphibious assault vehicle reported taking on water last night near San Clemente Island. All of the Marines are assigned to the 15th Marine Expeditionary Camp at Camp Pendleton. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
With lawmakers in Washington, D.C. continuing to work on a stimulus bill, there's one thing, though, that seemingly both sides can agree on. That's the Paycheck Protection Program, which is a program that helps small businesses. Republican Senator from Florida, Marco Rubio, says in the next bill there will be elements, again, of the Paycheck Protection Program.
Very similar to what we had before, 60% for payroll, 40% for other expenses. That now includes the personal protective equipment and other technologies that they need in order to comply with local COVID restrictions and so forth. That costs money. But it's only available to businesses that are 300 employees or smaller who have suffered a 50% reduction in their revenues in either the first quarter of this year or the second quarter of this year compared to the same time frame a year ago. And we also set aside some of that money for businesses with 10 employees or less, the sort of smaller mom and pop and micro businesses, to make sure that there isn't a run on the first tranche of money and leave them behind.
Senator Tom Cotton of Arkansas is introducing a bill that would prohibit schools from receiving federal funds which teach the 1619 Project curriculum in schools. The bill, titled the Saving American History Act of 2020, would prohibit the use of federal funds that teach the 1619 Project by K-12 schools or school districts. Cotton saying the New York Times 1619 Project is racially divisive and revisionist history. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.